I'm Daniel, and I play the viola.
I'm also Daniel, and I play percussion.
My name's Matthew, and I play trombone.
I am Miss Victoria Hope, and I conduct the string orchestra.
Yeah, so we've got a very exciting concert taking place next Saturday at the Villa Marina, where we all come together and we just perform a load of great music. It's a really fantastic night for anyone. You don't even have to know anyone in the orchestra to have a good time.
It's a lot of fun to just be able to play in so many different styles and so many different instruments, and it still just feels just as exciting for each piece.
How do I address you? Miss? There we go. What I think is most surprising is there are so many students here that play music.
Yeah, it's incredible. The music service teach something like 1,000 students per week, and we have a really excellent turnout. They come on a Saturday morning. Also, not just the music centre, the music service pupils, but pupils who play on the island, who may have private lessons with other people, and they come along, and they are more than welcome to come along as well.
And what would you say is the most impressive part of all of this?
The children, their dedication to, they turn up every Saturday, they've got sort of, you know, maybe 3 or 4 different things that they have to do, or clubs that they choose to do every week, and they turn up on a Saturday, they give their all for 2.5 hours. I'm pretty sure the tuck shop is a contributing factor to that situation. But yeah, that they are just so impressive. They turn up, they're dedicated, they practice at home, they hound you for practice parts. And then they, maybe not all of them.
And Daniel, how long have you been playing for?
Well, I've been playing musical instruments since I was about 10 years old, so that'll be a good 7 years now, and this is my 3rd or 4th year at the Manx Youth Orchestra.
So you said instruments. What other instruments do you play?
Well, I'm a guitarist. That's sort of my primary instrument, and then I play the viola and previously played the violin before my teacher decided I had big hands, so I'd be better on the viola.
Viola is a very tricky one to play because it uses a different clef.
It uses a different clef, which no other instrument really reads, so it's quite a different experience, but I don't have a problem with it.
And you play percussion, which again is not traditional music, inverted commas. It looks different on a manuscript.
Yeah, besides the timpani and the mallet percussion, none of the other percussion uses its own... all the other percussion uses its own notation, which can be a little bit tricky because with different composers, they'll write out the parts differently and you need to be able to adapt and interpret it really quickly.
And I remember when I was trying to pick what instrument to play, and the trombone always kind of appealed to me, largely because I wanted to poke people in the orchestra. Yeah, was that a contributing factor for you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I enjoy it because it's so versatile, as well as being able to poke people. Like, the trombone can sit in any ensemble and it'll blend well with whatever instrument it's with.
Let's talk about the tour to Belgium. I'll come to yourself, Miss, first.
Yes, so we had a super successful tour last summer, wasn't it? We went to the Netherlands and we played in 3 fantastic venues. It was really brilliant, and that the young people get so much out of it. This year, we're going to Belgium, and wonderfully, we are supported by the friends at the Manx Youth Orchestra. They do some, they support us financially, and they do some fundraising for us. And I think we're playing at Menengade as well this year, I think. Mm-hmm. Matty, you're involved in that?
Yeah, the brass section of the orchestra, we're playing at the Menengade, which should be a good experience.
And are you looking forward to obviously going to Belgium?
Absolutely, because it was just such a fantastic opportunity last time. And this time, you know, I get to bond closer with everyone in the orchestra and more great experiences with all of my friends. And it's just picking up these new different opportunities. Like, last time was my first time on a roller coaster.
Do you like roller coasters? I hate roller coasters.
I hate roller coasters. Yeah.
Why do you hate roller coasters?
It's just all a bit too... you know, going all over the place, flipping you around. And I think I did, like, scream the whole way around.
Yeah, that's same as me. I can't stand the feeling, the butterflies. You're obviously going to Belgium as well.
I'm mostly looking forward to being able to hang out with some of the other orchestra members more, and also the amazing venues that we'll be playing, because if they're going to be on the same scale as the Netherlands ones, they were absolutely wonderful to play in. They were such incredible experiences. And honestly, I was really isolated before the Netherlands tour, so me being able to branch out to other sections, being able to make more friends, that was probably one of the highlights for me.
And what's it like being able to play in some of these quite nice concert halls?
I think it gives us a little taste of what it's like to take music to the next level. So, for example, we played in this enormous Catholic church in a place called Leiden. Is that right, Miss? Yeah, and that was fantastic. The acoustics were just amazing. It was really good to play in a venue like that.
I think you're just making memories all the time. And I think it was really poignant. The Catholic cathedral they were talking about was there was lots of year 13s. And they were, obviously, it was their last ever concert. It was their last ever tour with the NYO because they were going on to Pastors New. And so the emotions were high. You know, we were, like Daniel was saying, we were bonding with each other, getting to know each other better outside of the school situation. And that's really special to kind of see the sort of young people relax. But for them to see us in a slightly different light as well, you know, because it's normally missed this and it's still missed this and missed that. But, you know, it's in a more relaxed. But the year 13s were just... They were crying, actually, weren't they? Yeah. There were lots of tears and, oh, this is my last concert. And but it was phenomenal. The acoustics in that building were phenomenal. And the audiences, generally, when you go abroad, are just so aware and they want to be there. They'll sit and they'll listen and they're appreciative. And that's really good for our young ones. To be a part of, because it makes, there's value, there's a really beautiful, meaningful musical experience. You're not just sat in your bedroom playing away, what's the point? Oh, I really love my instrument, or, you know, not really, but, and then you get to play for somebody else, and then they're clapping at you, and then they're coming in supporting you and thanking you. It's a beautiful experience.
And just lastly, talk to me about the amount of practice time that has gone into building what will be the Christmas concert.
It's been a lot of practice, so we have quite intensive rehearsals every Saturday morning, lots of repeating bits over and over and over again, but it will definitely really be worth it when we get there next week.
Honestly, often I sit in there and I think, oh, this is so boring, I already know this part. But it does end up becoming, like, seriously worth it in the end, because everybody just blends together and becomes a really good team at the end of it.
I mean, we've been rehearsing these pieces since September. We go through, like, a couple of pieces, and then each ensemble gets to pick a few pieces and they put it together in this big concert. And I think it's lovely to have all ages and levels of ability playing together, because it lets the little ones see what it's like when they get to being like a teenager, 17, 18, and what they can be like if they practice.
It is huge, and there's so many things that have to come together. There's the weekly rehearsals, so the staff have to put in all the work to make sure, like Maddie was saying, you know, the music, putting that together, and then it's not just, that's just like the start of it, though. There is the booking of the villa. There is the villa staff who were really amazing at sort of supporting us on the day. Huge shout out to them. The admin staff, you know, here at the Music Centre who, you know, send stuff out to the parents. The parents who get their kids here every week and sign all the forms and have to log on. It's just, it's huge. It's yeah, it's but it's like it all comes together, and then, you know, 6th of December, we will be there at the villa, and yeah, we're looking forward to seeing everybody.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.